This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I got elected to, I got very engaged, in my case, in the civil rights movement. I was, I worked a lot in the movement, and I got deeply involved.
I know from experience, dude, you know what I mean.
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know how much... You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
How much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
It's your primitive plan yet.
What we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there, to shut down the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
I want to market this item as a new direction in women's fashion. Wearing this at wild parties, driving all the men crazy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The polls are open for another 3 hours in Massachusetts, unless you live in Barnstable, the town of Barnstable, in which case they're open for another almost 7 hours until midnight after the vault didn't open this morning. Some people are saying the handle fell off the vault. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't heard anything like that. Someone may just be making that
up. You haven't heard to the contrary either, so it's a possibility.
Well, I know what is a certainty. It was a major, major screw-up. They didn't start handing out ballots to the voters until after 11 o'clock this morning. It was a disaster. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I voted for Chris, but I'm blaming you if he wins and is a rhino. Still a better chance at the corner office than Jeff Deal, though. Another 508. I voted for Doty after mulling it over long and hard. Deal looks lethargic. Yeah, look at him. Check out his picture on the horse. Too bad they took the video. Why did they take the video down, Taylor? We were giving him free airtime with that video, weren't we?
Yeah. I don't know.
One of his supporters said, "You look like John Wayne." Now, John Wayne was never led around on the old gray mayor by on the kiddie track. Doty has the funds, and even if he can't beat Healey this time, it sets him up for 2026 after 4 years of radical Dem control of the governorship. Running ads and a loss gets his name and brand out there for 2026. I'm young enough to fear the future of living in Mass. Michelle Wu will eventually run for governor. I think she wants to be a senator, actually. Maybe Ayanna Pressley or Rachel Rollins. The state will be in a race to match California. I'm likely moving to New Hampshire in 2 to 5 years. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line, the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show.
MAGA Republicans want to bring us backwards, back to when gas was $1.89 a gallon. No joke.
When the border was secure, when Afghanistan was not in Taliban hands, and we still had $85 billion worth of equipment, when the supply shelves were full, when Europe was not getting ready to freeze in the dark this winter. Yeah, we want to go back to the future.
Joe Biden said it was okay to be an idiot. I guess that lets him off the hook.
Yeah, he did. Did we play that yesterday? I don't think
everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
Let's put that on the reel, okay?
That's where it is.
No. We got a lot of keepers.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
We got a lot of keepers yesterday and today.
This is pure Biden. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Oh, yeah.
I think my favorite one of the day, though, is Bob Casey's father is older than he is.
Retirement is what Hunter paid for when the big guy's roof needed repairs.
And the big guy returned the favor when Hunter's credit card wouldn't go through to pay the Russian hookers that he had at the Chateau Marmont. It's great when a family that takes care of each other's bills. That's true love, isn't it?
Hey, Howie. I just heard who the Democrats want to be the special master to oversee the Trump documents. Lois Lerner.
She lives up here on one of the islands. I can never remember which one, Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. She got her full pension. She weaponized. She pounced. She seized on the Tea Party groups to keep them out of the 2010 elections. And she was rewarded with a full pension. And she was found in contempt of Congress. And guess who never pressed any charges? Eric Holder, Barack's wingman.
Didn't eat the grapes of wrath, and I won't swallow Heckler's sour grapes. No joke.
We got to talk about Kamala and the grapes. She says she never ate grapes until she was, what, 36 years old? You know, do raisins count as grapes? I think they do, don't they?
Absolutely they do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, what baby didn't start eating raisins when they were about 2 years old? I know I didn't. That's when I started. I remember the woman, the red box.
That's all they had in the Depression area, isn't it?
I bought them at the Jowett's stand in the valley in California.
Camilla Harris, if you'll lie about eating a grape, what won't you lie about?
Yeah, but she has the same excuse as Joe Biden does. You know, when Joe Biden says he can't remember what he said in Philadelphia Thursday night on Friday morning, you sort of believe him. And Kamala's excuse about the grapes is she's soft as a grape.
If you buy an electric car, the most important accessory you need is a bike rack. That way, if you run out of power, you don't have to walk home.
That's a very good point. By the way, Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy, she was talking about California outlawing gasoline-powered cars starting in 2035. This is what she said, cut 19.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Yeah, it can show the rest of the nation how it's done. Cut 20.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply tomorrow. And they say that means rolling blackouts are likely. They've issued a flex alert from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
And during a flex alert, again, you are asked to set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher. Avoid using major appliances and turn off all unnecessary lights.
California has 2 to 3 million electric vehicles right now, and they're going to have these rolling brownouts or blackouts. They have 18 million vehicles on the highway. So when they have nine times as many electric vehicles, how's that going to work out for everybody who relies on the grid in the Golden State?
I'll have to find this story, but I think there was one company of these smart thermostats that won't let you set it over a certain temperature.
That's the place in Colorado. There's 22,000 okay. homes that have that system set up, and they were just informed last week that they couldn't turn on their air conditioning, even though it was over 90 degrees.
Loving
I can't believe this awful president is forgiving student loans. A contract is a contract. Whether it's for a student loan or for a favorable prenuptial agreement, it must be honored. So let's not get silly here.
John Kerry. John Kerry had something to say. Well, we'll play that a little bit later on.
To err is human, but to really screw up, you got to have a government job.
Yeah, I think that's the lesson of the town of Barnstable today.
Come on, Dal. Donald Trump will always be associated with January 6th. And by the time I'm gone, I'll always be associated with April 15th. No joke.
There's so many bad days that he's going to be associated with. He's going to be in the history books, in the lists of the worst presidents. I think he's going to be even below James Buchanan.
Here, Mayor, I for one don't support restaurants putting in computerized ordering systems. And from how the hell are you supposed to make a waitress sandwich with a computer?
That's very good. That's a good point, Senator Kennedy. You know, we were down in Barnstable yesterday afternoon. We did the whole show. We conjured up the haint of Ted Kennedy, and he didn't give us a heads up on this problem at the town hall today. Aren't the spirits supposed to be able to see into the future, Taylor?
I don't think all spirits have that ability.
Only
like,
some?
Like oracles can, but not your everyday ghosts.
Okay, so the Delphic Oracle, or in this case, the Hyannis Oracle, that's who we needed to tell us what was going to happen this morning at when the polling places opened, or in this case, didn't open.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, actually. And the number to call is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second chump line of the day, you can always go to Chop Chumps. That is our second chump line of the day with all new messages that didn't make the cut here. And Chop Chumps is posted every evening, weeknights, around 7 p.m. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway right now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com.
If you buy an electric car, the most important accessory you need is a bike rack. That way, if you run out of power, you don't have to walk home.
Did you see that picture of the coal miners of West Virginia pushing the electric vehicle last week? That was, you know, again, if the Pulitzer Prizes hadn't been taken over by the woke mob, that would be a winner for spot photography next year. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If a candidate runs away from 7 debates, does that make him a sheep in sheep's clothing?
Yes, it does.
83% say yes.
All right. We move my column back up to the top of HowieCarrShow.com. Deal Me Out is the title of it. And again, I apologize for the fact we do have a picture of him on the old gray mayor, but we don't have the actual video of him going around the kiddie track. The deal people took it down, or someone took it down. I guess it would be the deal people, right? They control the page, nobody else. All right. 844-500-4242. Some of the things that Biden says over and over again, I don't want to just keep repeating them because it sounds like it's a greatest hits show, but some of the stuff he says is just so bizarre, and he's been busted so many times for lying about it. And this is something that he's been lying about probably for at least 35 years, maybe longer. And here's the latest example of his lie. Cut 30.
I got elected to, I got very engaged, in my case, in the civil rights movement. And as a kid, I worked a lot in the movement and worked, and I got deeply involved in the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party in Delaware was a Southern Democratic Party then.
So he got deeply involved. Now, in 1987, I guess this was when he was running for president before he was busted by Dukakis for stealing the speech from the Labour Party leader in Britain. He got caught lying about it. And this was what he said in 1987.
Well, I think this is kind of during that same apology because there's a throng of microphones right in front of him. Yeah, this is part of that
okay.
same press conference.
Okay.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I, in my own city, worked there, one of the only white employee, as the only white lifeguard in this the 13 or 14 lifeguards
stop me
to find
if you've
out
heard this one
many
before.
Of these guys lived in that city their whole life, a small city, and never knew a white man. It was a revelation to me.
He was a suburbanite kid in 1987. Now he's up from the coal mines.
I wasn't involved, but I was around other people that were thinking about it. Isn't that just as good?
I saw the headlines in the newspaper. You know, there was a big march in Washington in 1963. There was a big picture on the front page.
I watched Walter Cronkite talking about it. That's just as good.
He worked in the civil rights movement. That's what he said yesterday. Even Jake Tapper, a Democrat operative with a press pass, a made member of the Clinton crime family, even he had to bring it up last night. Cut 16.
He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
There it is. Okay.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's getting worse over in Europe. The Russians, first they have this pipeline that supplies the energy to the European Union. It's called Nord Stream. And they said there was some kind of pipeline issue. And they said it was going to go down for a few days. And then now they've just turned it off. Obviously, they're going to try to punish Europe for backing Ukraine and for trying to cap oil prices. And so KJP, Biden's press secretary, was asked about the Nord Stream pipeline shutoff. Cut 15.
So you've heard us say this, that what we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there, to shut down the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
Nord Stream 1? Does that deliver to the mall?
Thank God Lord and Taylor is still up and running.
The Nord Stream pipeline, Boy, she's a real genius, isn't she?
Is the Brooks Brothers solar field still up and running?
How about the Gap windmills? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to Jennifer Granholdt for a little bit. She, you know what, again, we have a situation in California where if you're one of the 2 million or 3 million people who were unfortunate enough to have an electric vehicle, they're telling you not to charge the batteries between 4 and 9 p.m. So this seems like an appropriate time to ask the Secretary of Energy, who doesn't know how many barrels of energy the U.S. uses every day or didn't for a long time, what she thinks about getting rid of gas vehicles. Cut 17.
So California made national headlines by becoming the first state to say by 2035, we're not going to have any gas-powered vehicles that are new that are being sold. You can still drive your old ones, but you can't sell new ones. You like this concept?
Yeah, I do. I think California really is leaning in. And of course, the federal government has a goal of, the president has announced by 2030, that half of the vehicles in the U.S., the new ones sold, would be electric.
California is leaning in. It means like bending over forwards when you're going up a hill on your bicycle. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, more like leaning into a blast furnace. That's what it is.
Leaning in. I love these phrases that they come up with in the bureaucracy. Go ahead.
Oh, God. I just wanted to, I am an observer of what's going on in Massachusetts, but hearing it and suffering the same thing that happened up here in Manchester, I hope that people for either Deal or Doty remember that politics, as well as good radio, is confrontational and controversial. And afterwards, they circle the wagons, and we'll see a graceful winner and a supportive loser.
We'll see about that, Zebra. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but that's a good thought. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Just called in because I've been listening for a while about the race, and no one brought up the point that it is much different pulling a primary ballot than the general election. My husband and I are both conservatives and unenrolled, and we will often pull a primary ballot to vote for the least electable person on the Democrat ballot. It's a strategy we use. Don't know if it's effective, but it's often our strategy. So I would be much more concerned about who someone voted for in the general election. My other point is,
I think, Kathy, you're trying to make an excuse for your candidate.
Perhaps. I'm just pointing out that my husband and I do the same thing, so that doesn't bother me.
So it doesn't bother you that he voted for Hillary Clinton, but it bothers you that Doty voted for Hillary Clinton?
Well, we don't know who he voted for. He told us that he voted for Biden. But
do you believe him?
Yes, I do. I've actually met him and talked to him, and yes,
so
I
you
do.
Believe he? Have you ever voted for a candidate who dropped out of the race 2 months earlier?
I have not. I don't.
Nor
don't
have
understand.
I. Do you know anyone who's ever voted for a candidate who dropped out of the race 2 months earlier?
I haven't really taken a poll about that. But like I said, it doesn't bother me that he voted, whoever he voted for.
So who would be, in your opinion, let's assume that he, you know, is not telling the truth. Who would have been a more, who would be a lesser offensive candidate to you, voting for Jeff Deal voting for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton?
I think and I don't know if I did the same thing in that election, but I would have voted for Hillary feeling that she was less electable.
So you would have voted the same way Doty did?
In the primary, not in the general election. In the general election, I always vote for the Republican.
Do you think this is a really big issue, though, that Jeff Deal is making this? I mean, given his own record of voting for either Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden, is it a really big issue for him?
That's the question. It's basically who made the same mistake most recently?
Right.
Why is that the litmus test? I don't get that.
No, this isn't. I was just.
How about the
I
fact that Jeff Diehl said he was going to take state money for his election campaign, and then he said he wasn't going to take state money. But I mean, how is any of this stuff a big deal? I mean, isn't the question who's the best candidate to stop the corner office from going to Mara Healey, the most radical governor she would be in the history of Massachusetts?
I just wanted to, you know, make that point because no one else had raised it that I had heard. Honestly, I feel like in this state, as long as you have an R behind your name, you don't have a chance. So I don't know. In the end, I don't know who's going to, you know, win the Republican primary, but I don't know.
So you don't think your candidate has a chance? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think either one does, to tell you the truth, in this state.
Okay.
I'm hopeful.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Kathy. 844-500-4242. Joni, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joni.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. My question to you was, after it's all said and done tonight, if Diehl does get the nomination, will you let the bygones be bygones, and will you help promote him, and will you have him on and be nice? And I will promise to vote for Doty if Doty gets it. And I voted for Diehl today, and I stood in the rain till 4 o'clock, from 7:15 this morning to 4 o'clock. I had a tent. I had all of his signs. I would like him to get it. If he doesn't, I will vote for Doty.
Okay, sure. I will. You know, I'm a registered voter in Florida now. I moved my residence down to save money on taxes and just. To save in property taxes in Florida and future real income taxes.
It's
here.
The only choice for somebody like me.
It is. It is. But I would definitely support him over Mara Healey. That's for sure.
Will you be nice to him?
Yeah, I, you know, maybe we can go for a horse ride together.
Howie?
Yeah.
I bet he fares better on mares than you.
I know my limitations. I've been on a horse or two, but, not for a very, very long time. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. You just played that clip where Biden said he was involved with the civil rights movement. He's lying about that. Just a couple other reminders, Howie, Biden lied back in '87 when he said he had 3 degrees, graduated top in his class. And
right.
He's lying about the MAGA people being fascist. And he's lying about if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. It's just the guy is one continuous lie. He's lying about having no involvement with Hunter's business dealings. He's lying about the laptop. This guy is a pathological liar.
Go more recently, David, we played the cut earlier where he said he knew nothing about the raid, and yet the judge yesterday in Florida who said that Trump should have a special master to go over the confiscated documents quoted from a document where it said that the president of the United States had requested these documents be picked up. So he was lying about that just very recently, David.
Sergeant Schultz is in charge right now of the office. I know nothing.
But you know, David, you know, you have to sort of figure that when he says he can't remember what he said the previous night, that maybe he doesn't remember it. I don't necessarily think he was lying when he said he didn't remember saying anything about MAGA supporters on Thursday night. Do you?
Howie, the thing is, he's from the United States. This is real baseball. This is no time for excuses. His job is to know, and if he should get the hell out of there. There's no excuses for this, Howie. He's from the United States.
I understand, but I'm just saying, you know what he says. I didn't say that. I think there's a chance he doesn't remember he said that.
I don't know, to be clear.
Yeah, does it? He doesn't remember. 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Goal now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Joy Reid, I thought she was on the ropes at MSNBC, but somehow they've decided not to fire her. I wonder why. But she came up with some wacko theory. I mean, this is as crazy almost as Lawrence O'Donnell talking about the Deutsche Bank documents a few years back, or Rachel Maddow revealing the Trump income tax returns and how much money he got back or didn't pay when it actually put it in one of his autobiographies. But Joy Reid has got this total wacko theory about Trump documents at Mar-a-Lago. Listen to this. Cut 19.
We know that in 2021, that there was a rash of deaths of American spies. They were being caught. They were being killed. This is a very real and exigent circumstance. And the CIA has admitted to that. We are not saying that we know that there is some connection between the purloined documents and that and those events. But they did happen at a time when Trump did have custody of some really sensitive information that he shouldn't have had. You know, you think about that. You think about Victor Vesselberg, who's being investigated for something else, for fraud. But he's a, you know, Russian oligarch, sort of Trump in crony world. His house recently got raided. His yacht got seized. He's being investigated for something totally different. But Trump knows the kinds of people who one might want to investigate, who might want to do bad things to the United States and might not be on our side. And I wonder how frustrated you think law enforcement must be knowing that they can't look into any of that.
Where to begin? That was her very real, very exigent comments. The purloined documents. These are totally different circumstances, but think how frustrated law enforcement must be. They're not being allowed to violate the Fourth Amendment prohibition against illegal search and seizure. Well, actually, they're probably getting around it pretty much. The Sixth Amendment that you can confront your accuser. I mean, that's what we have the FISA court set up for, so that you can go after people who are Republican. I mean, talk about wacko. I mean, people say wacko stuff on the air all the time, but they never have to seem to retract it. Why is that? 844-500-4242. That was just total ragtime. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, Howie. How's it going?
Good.
I wanted to make a point about Mar-a-Lago, but first, just one thought about California and Gavin Newsom. So is that ban on automobiles going to extend to all the pleasure craft of the beautiful people that have their boats in the marinas, in the future? I'm just wondering,
Baxter, but that's a really good point. What's the difference, right? I mean, it still comes out of the ground. It's fossil fuel. Even, it's just a different type of fuel than gasoline. It doesn't affect the planes. I mean, and the planes are obviously, much more of a quote-unquote problem if you believe that the world is coming to an end.
Right, all the PGs, all the PJs, the private jets. But I wanted to ask you, Howie, the famous picture, you know, the FBI of the top secret document.
Right.
In Mar-a-Lago, right? Now, I know that, you know, like the state police, or when they get a big bust, you can take a picture on a table at the station, you know, of all
right.
the stuff you know.
Right, with
you
know. The badge or the, something to, indicate what department it was, yeah.
Right, but when I was in law enforcement, 20 years, any kind of like a staged photograph at a crime scene would be thrown out, exclusionary rule, fruit from the poison tree. You can't take evidence of a crime at a crime scene and stage a photograph. Why hasn't that been brought up, Howie?
You know what, Baxter, I hadn't even thought about that. But yeah, they took, these are supposedly very, very confidential, top secret, secure documents, and they just spread them out for a photo op, didn't they?
Exactly. It's you can't stage photographs. In other words, if I pull you over and you have a bottle of vodka in your car, and I say, "Hey,
right.
Howie, come on," I take that bottle of vodka and I put it on the hood of your car, and then all of a sudden, you know what? Oh, when this goes to court. Hey,
you're right, Baxter. Think about that. Think about that state rep who was arrested down in Quincy in the spring, where he had like 9 empty bottles of Dr. McGillicuddy's. We never got a photograph of those bottles. You're right. You're right. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that. The answer, of course, is in the halls of justice. The only justice is in the halls. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me. We had Papa Doc, we had Baby Doc, now we have Sister Doc saying that energy is being weaponized by the Russians. First, we shut down the Keystone, then we approved Nord Stream 2, then we shut down Nord Stream 2, and then we sanctioned Russia. And so do we want...
I thought it was Nordstrom. Tom, I thought it was Nordstrom that they shut down, or maybe it was Home Depot. I don't know. There it's across the street from Nordstrom's in Natick. Go ahead.
The last question, Howie, is do we want them to pump gas, or do we want them to purloin it?
The purloin documents, is that Edgar Allan Poe or is that Arthur Conan Doyle? People are asking that question. I can't remember. We'll check it out. Purloined. That's an old-fashioned word, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Get out to vote. I'm Howie Carr.